Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome to episode 35 of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. This one is about relationships, and it's really about a concept that I had explained to me probably about 6 to 8 months ago, which has drastically changed my perspective on my relationship with my spouse, my relationship with friends, my relationship with coworkers, my relationships everywhere I go. And the person who explained it to me said he was talking about the container, having a safe container in a, especially a romantic relationship, but this could go into any relationship. So I'll tell you my story. So in the past, and a lot of people do this, if there was an issue in a relationship, what I would do is I would go outside the relationship and talk to people about it and get their perspective, people that I trusted. Sometimes it would be my mom, sometimes it would be some friends, and I would go outside the relationship that had an issue and I would talk to people about this issue. I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. I was like, well, I trust these people and I think they have the best advice for me. And what happened is it actually destroys and erodes the trust that you have in that relationship. And somebody explained it to me like a container, like imagine like a bowl, and imagine that Lexi and I have a fight or something, correct? And I go to my mom, who is not in my relationship, and I break this trust. I break the container of trust in the relationship. And you are now having somebody else's thought, somebody else's projection, somebody else's view on your relationship, especially if it's your sister, your brother, your mom, your dad. They're all going to be biased towards you. As much as they might say they're not, they're probably going to be biased towards you. And if you haven't had a conversation with your spouse, for example, about, hey, I'm going to go to my mom. Do you mind? Is that okay with you? As long as it's okay and you have communicated that it's okay to go to this person that you both have agreed upon and you both trust that they will not be biased, then that's okay. But a lot of people in the relationship are talking about and venting about frustrations or things in their relationship, as strictly just talk about spousal relationships or girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whatever, that we go outside of our relationships and we end up damaging the relationship. Because what happens is, say you have a fight, right? And I go and talk to my mom about this fight that I had with Lexi, for example. Instead of dealing with it with the person who I actually had a fight with, I go and revisit the emotions that are brought up, get some outside perspective. And then when I come back with all this potential new evidence or new ways of looking at the situation, how does that make Lexi feel? It is possibly different than the perspective I had when we originally had the fight, which makes her feel, oh, has he been sharing deep, intimate things from our relationship with somebody else? I did this shit for years, years and years and years. It's not healthy for a relationship. I've realized it's not healthy for a relationship. I keep getting stuff in my eye. Don't mind me. Might blink a little bit. But yeah, it's not healthy for a relationship because it erodes that. Imagine this container, this little bubble that is trust. It is you and your partner. If I break this by poking a hole in it, by having a conversation with my sister, my brother, my best friend, my mom, whatever, I am now breaking the container. I have a container for a reason, so you can develop deep, intimate connection. But if you're constantly just breaking that container and breaking the trust, then your relationship will never be what it could be. And I remember hearing that, and it made me so uncomfortable when I first heard it, because I was like, that's me. That is me. I've done it so many times. And what I found would happen is people would project onto me, which it's almost impossible not to. Like, for example, right now, I'm talking about my personal experience because that's the only experience I can talk about. And if somebody came to me, the only place I can really speak from a place of truth is what I have personally experienced. Even if I have friends and family who have experienced things, I still am looking at it through my own eyes and my own filter in which I look at the world through. And that filter has been created by my experiences. So I could tell you a story about a friend who went through something similar to what you're going through, which I have never been through, but I'm still sharing my projection on what I think that person went through versus coming firsthand from that person, if that makes sense. Hopefully that wasn't too much of a mental fuck around, mind fuck for you. But it's so interesting, that concept of having a safe container in a relationship. And as soon as Lexi and I really started implementing that, our relationship has gotten a lot deeper and it has gotten a lot more connected. It's just deeper. It's more intimate with what we talk about. We talk about very vulnerable things because we know each other are not going to break that container. And if there is something that I need to talk to about somebody else, you talk to that person. Like, hey, Lexi, do you mind if I go to my buddy Marcus? Do you mind if I go to another friend? Do you know if I go to this person? And as long as they're okay with that and they know they're not biased, then I can have a conversation about maybe something that's going on and get their perspective. And it really goes for any relationship. If you have a problem with somebody, the only person that can really fix that issue is that person. I remember one of my good friends, we were sitting in a circle and there was about 10 guys there and he was sitting in the middle of the circle. And he said, imagine there's a string that is attached from myself to Aaron. And I've got a string that's attached to every single person in this room. It's just between me and them. And that's my relationship that I have with them. That's my relationship. I have a relationship with Aaron. I've got a relationship with Bob, John, Chris, Dave, whoever. But that's my relationship with them. If I have an issue, say that string it's not quite right. It's maybe vibrating in a way that you're just not really feeling good about. The relationship that I have with you, or the relationship you have with your brother, or the relationship you have with whoever. If that string is not quite feeling right, you're not liking the vibrations, you're not really liking what's going on. If you go to Bob and talk about, hey, this string between you and your brother, for example, and you go to Bob, who's not your brother, and you ask them like, hey, what do you think about this? Not only are you damaging the relationship you have with your brother because you're getting outside perspective, you're actually damaging the relationship you have with Bob. Because Bob now thinks that, okay, well, if he's coming to me about this relationship with his brother and he's telling me all this really crazy stuff, then what if I have an issue with him? Will he do the same thing about me? So you're not only breaking the container that you have with the relationship with your brother, for example, in this hypothetical world that I'm creating, you're also damaging the relationship you have with Bob. So you're breaking two containers at the same time. But it's usually so unconscious that none of us realize it. And one of my good friends, Kevin, who helped me start this podcast journey, he said, what do you want your coaching to be? Because I've always wanted to coach people. I just love coaching people. I love these kind of conversations. That's why I love this podcast. That's why I love doing it. And he said, what would be your thing you want to do? And before I could think, he said, I know what it is. He said, I think you have a real knack for helping people bring the unconscious to the conscious. So that's what my entire podcast is about, is bringing things that are so deeply unconscious that we are not even aware of and bring to the conscious awareness so we can be like, oh shit, I break the containers in my relationships all the time. It's like, well, I'm going to things all the time. I'm going to these other people all the time. And sometimes it's really, really hard. There was an example that I heard, and we were having a conversation with these 10 men about this subject. And this one guy was like, well, what happens if you had a family member or a friend that was addicted to meth or heroin or something like that? And you and your friends and family were trying to talk about what's best for them. And the person who kind of started leading the conversation has kind of brought this awareness into the light was like, well, you still have to have that conversation with them, because the issue is you still have an issue with them and their decisions. You can talk to people around, outside of it all you want, but in the end, it is your responsibility in that relationship. Go talk to your friend who's struggling with addiction and go talk to them. Maybe them being cut off from you is exactly what they need to heal and work on themselves. I read this book recently and I'm kind of revisit it and then put it down and then pick it up every couple of weeks. It's called The Tao Te Ching. And it has this one thing that it was very interesting. It said, roughly, let me try to paraphrase it here. A cup is useful where it is not. I was like, a cup is useful where it is not. For example, this cup here, this is the cup. See, this is the cup right here. Where the cup is not is why it is useful and where it is useful, which is the space. So why am I talking about this cup? And what does this have to do with that analogy that I just created about somebody who's maybe addicted to drugs? Maybe that relationship needs to thrive because you're not in it anymore. Maybe where you are not is exactly where you need to be, not in the relationship, for that person to do whatever they need to do. I saw this, I'm sure maybe you guys have seen it too. It's like this little video. It's like, there comes a point in your healing journey, you just need to tell people to fuck off. And I was thinking about that. I was like, I kind of thought it was a bit. I was like, oh, I don't really agree with that. Then I realized that that is so true. If somebody's got a really toxic personality and has got all this shit and is constantly, they're angry all the time or something's going on, if they have enough people in their life, whether or not it's being fired from jobs all the time, whether or not it's never really having a successful relationship, whether or not it's their family outcasting them, if you have enough people to tell you to fuck off, which I've actually had in my early 20s, I got kicked out of a bunch of houses, fired from a bunch of jobs, I eventually realized that I was the problem, me. So maybe that person in that relationship and the container that you have with them, maybe you just need to dissolve the container and tell them, hey, I have an issue with this. I can't participate in this anymore. Rather than going behind the person's back or talking to a friend that's a friend of theirs and be like, hey, what should I do? It's like, just have the conversation with them. That string that connects me to you in our relationship, whatever we have, if I go outside of that string, what's it really going to do? It's just going to hurt the relationship I have with you. And it's going to hurt the relationship I have with the person who I'm going outside of it and breaking that container of trust. Are you breaking the container in your relationships right now? I explained this concept to one of my friends the other day. He was sitting down, he was talking about his relationship, and he was like, and then I went to my mom. I was like, hey, man. I explained what I explained to you just then in this podcast. And he was like, shit, I never thought about that. I was like, neither did I until I had somebody share it with me the way that I'm sharing it with you now. Not doing it in a judgmental way, because how can you change something you're not aware of? But when it comes into your awareness and then you continue to do these behaviors, that is a conscious choice now, because it's now out of the unconscious into your conscious awareness. And my podcast, what I aim to do and why I think I'm here is to help people bring out things that are so unconscious to them that they don't even know what they do and bring it into the conscious, so you can then change it and then integrate it into your life, so you can have more successful relationships, so you can have more successful connections with other human beings. That's what it's all about. That's why I do this. So I hope this episode helped you. And I want to leave you with that question. Are you breaking this container in relationships around you? And if you are, what are you going to do about it now? Love you guys. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations that we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners. So please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter. And that's spelled AHRENLYNCHPOTTER. Thank you so much once again.